Okay, Chevra. I was planning on giving a shiur this week on Onas Mamon versus Onas Devarim, and I actually was preparing the shiur, but then I got stuck in the middle and I had nothing to say. So I decided that I was going to come back to a shiur that we've given here in the past. We'll add one or two points, but there's always what to refresh our minds with. Parshas Behar begins obviously with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Those of you who have been in this room for a while know that this is like one of my favorite mitzvahs in Judaism. We love Shemitah. And one of the questions that we have to deal with when we speak about the mitzvah of Shemitah is, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of Shemitah, is it a mitzvah, so to speak, on the gavra? Or is the mitzvah on the karka? Right? What's the mitzvah? Now, you read the psukim at the beginning of this week's parasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Da'avei Abnei Yisrael, Amarta Olein Ki Savo La'orz HaShani Nosin Lachem, V'shovso Ha'oretz Shabbos La'Hashem. V'shovso Ha'oretz means that the land should rest. L'cha'ora, if I say that the land should rest, it means it's a mitzvah on the ground, right? That it's a mitzvah that the Rabbona Shalom Me'ez Siva Shehi wants the ground to rest. Louder?
A person can work in Chutzgar. I mean, I can build the soil and Shemitah in
Chutzgar. So, Vishavsa Ha'aretz, right? Ha'aretz means Eretz Yisrael, right? The Rishonim speak out, the Gra actually has this in his Siddur. When I say Hamoti Lechem Min Ha'aretz, I'm speaking about Eretz Yisrael specifically. Ha'aretz, that land is Eretz Yisrael, because the food for which you say Birchas Hamazon is the food Shenishtabcha Bahem Eretz Yisrael. Stam Oretz, so Vishavsa Ha'aretz. When the Rabbon Shalom says that the land should rest, it means Eretz Yisrael should rest. So I could plant in Washington Heights.
Right, and Shemitah only started after Kibbutz and Chalukah anyway, right?
Kisa Vo'u El Ha'aretz. The Torah says, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, I think we assume Kisavo once when you came in. Chala begins with Kibush and Chiluk. I think Shemitah began beforehand, if I'm not mistaken. But the fact is, the first pasuk sounds like Vishavsa Aretz, it's a mitzvah on the land. But then the Torah continues, Sheshan tiz asadecha, Sheshan tiz mar kamecha, Bashana hashavi'is, Shana shabba shabbos in yellow aretz, right? Sodcha lo sizra karmecha lo sizmar. It sounds like it's on me. I should not plow, I should not plant, and I should not prune. Sodcha lo tizra, karmecha lo tizmar. It sounds like it's on me, it sounds like it's on the gavra. Now, whether the mitzvah is on the gavra or whether the mitzvah is on the land might have something to do with the reason for the mitzvah of Shemitah. The Rambam and Mora in the Nevuchim writes that the reason for Shemitah, Rambam and Mora sometimes gives what Rabbi Rosenzweig often refers to as very uninspiring reasons. The reasons behind some of the mitzvahs that the Rambam gives, you read them, you're like, that's it? All right. So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Shemitah is because, like the Rambam, everybody knows that ground needs time in order to rejuvenate itself. If you work all the time, so then you don't produce. So Zuck the Rambam, you take a year off, and then the ground produces more later. You could ask a question, Oy Bazoi, Shemitah should apply in Chutz La'aretz also. The answer is that, no, we don't care so much about Chutz La'aretz. We care about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem Hashem Elokecha Ba, right? This is the land that we care about. So that's the Rambam says. Now, if that's the reason, obviously it's a mitzvah on the karka. It's not on the gavra, no? It happens that the Netzivan is Perish al HaTorah, and the Kli Yakar over here, they quote this Rambam, and they say that can't be the Pshat, because the Torah says Shabbos LaHashem. LaHashem means it's got to be Lashma. If the reason for Shemitah is that you want the land to produce more, to rejuvenate itself, to have greater oomph, however you define that, so that's not Shabbos LaHashem. Right? That's the comment of the Netziv. There are, of course, many other reasons for Shemitah, which sound like those reasons are on the Gavra, no? Shemitah is there to show me that I'm not the Bailam on the land.
Kila
Shema Aretz, right? The Kili Aretz, the Rabbanu Shalom says it's his land. Right? That's why we have all the other mitzvahs of Shemitah. The Hefgar, the fact that there's an Issa Schora in Perish Shviyas, the fact that all those mitzvahs show that I'm not the Bailim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. That would sound like the mitzvah is more on me. Now, I should point out, by the way, that when I speak about Sadcha Lo Tizra, Karmacha Lo Tizra, I'm talking about the Lavin, right? And the Shabbos Ha'aretz, the Shav Sa'aretz, might be the Aseh. And maybe the Lav is on the Gavra, the Aseh is on the land. But usually, when you have an Aseh and a Lavin, such close succession, you would assume that one is modifying the other. So what's going on here? It's not clear. Is it on the Gavra or is it on the Cheftza? Or to use other terms, is it on the Adam or the Adama? Right? Is it on the ground or is it on the man? This is the question.
How can Shavisa be an
essay? I'm supposed to rest, just like on Shabbos.
Okay,
there's
okay.
Is an essay on me, but it could be that the land has an essay. Now, you might ask, how does the land have a mitzvah? So obviously, the land doesn't have mitzvahs. Obviously, the mitzvah is only on me, but what God wants is that I should make sure that the land doesn't do any work. Right? In other words, if I say that the mitzvah is on the land, what God is asking of me is, make sure that the land doesn't have to arbit, doesn't have to work during Shemitah, right? That could be the pshat in this mitzvah. Now, if that's the case, zucked everyone and their uncle, we would have a tremendous chumrah on Shemitah. And that chumrah goes as follows. Throughout Torah, is Amir al-Nachri Isser Da'irais or Isser Drabanan? Drabanan. Amir al-Nachri Shvos, right? One could argue a mora de kechidish. That during Shemitah, Amir al-Nachri is an Isser Do'iraisa. Because if it's a din on the ground, on the Adama, so if I allow the ground to be worked, what I am really doing is an Isser Do'iraisa of enabling the karka to do work, which is the real Isser in Shemitah. Now,
a little bit the same issue by Shabbos, by Shammai and Basil, by Shvisas Kalim.
Shvisas Kalim and Shabbos is the same type of issue, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
In other words, now we have even a better example on Shabbos, though, called Shvisas Behemto.
Right?
The Torah says, Lo Sa'asa Komalacha, right? Behemtecha. Right? Shvisas Behemto. So what does Shvisas Behema mean? Shvisas Behema means, I can't allow my animal to work on Shabbos, no? If I have, right, here, parachai reshes or something, right? So there's a din that there's an iser of shavisus behemto on Shabbos. So I can't allow my animal to work, and maybe it's the same thing by shvius. Now, let's just look at some of the makoros over here, interestingly, and we'll try to flesh it out, and then maybe we'll add one or two dimensions. Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi has a question whether Amir al-Nachri is an Isser that only applies on Shabbos, or does Amir al-Nachri apply by all Isurim? No? It's a Shaila in the Gemara. It's basically Nibayad lo'efshita, right? Whether Amir al-Nachri applies by all Isurim. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah gets involved, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. In many places, Tosfos gets involved in this question about Amir al-Nachri, let's say, to do chasima on a behema. Or Amir al-Nachri, it comes up in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Evan Ha'ezer, to neuter and spade an animal. No? This is when it's a machlekes harishonim. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. It could be that Nachrim or Metzuva on that Isser also. We seem to paskin that they're not Metzuva, but it could be there's an Isser for a guy to do it for me. If you want your dog to be neutered and spayed or something, right? So the din is you can't just give your dog to the vet and ask the vet to do it for you. The halacha is you have to sell your dog to the vet so that it's not your dog. If the guy is neutering or spading your dog, that's an Isser. I remember years ago, my father was still working in Toro College, and Toro decided to open the school of veterinary medicine. Okay, shine. So Bernie Lander had somebody came over to him in Shul and said, there's a problem, what are we going to do? Because there's an Isser, you're not allowed to neuter and spade animals. So what should we do? So Bernie Lander got all nervous. So he asked my father. So my father called me. I'm like, I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. I can tell you what I think the halacha is, but like what I see doesn't matter. You have to get someone real. So Reb David Cohen wrote a tshuva to permit Torah to open up their school of veterinary, I think they still have it, to permit Torah to open their school of veterinary medicine. It's l'chora, it's in the Bible of Shita, it's not pasha that Amir Onoch is permitted by Shari Surim if you sell the animal to the guy, so the guy's doing it for himself, effectively.
Can you tell the guy to do
be makif
you?
What?
Can you
so,
tell
a
guy to be
makif? Shavuah staff gimel.
You can't.
Right, right. Ish da'amer lo ish a guy not being makif me. The Gemara says over there by makif, there's lo takifu pa'as roshchem, that echad ha-makif echad ha-nikif b'mashma, right, it's misayel, a moving can help out, so that makes it a little bit worse. How exactly you understand the Isra Misayeya is a longer discussion. That's a good topic to speak about. Not now. Yeah?
Which of the Shevet Mitzvahs would it have been if we say the guy can't...
I think it's a separate one. The Gemara has a separate pasuk. I forgot.
So it doesn't fall under the rule?
It's not under... It's a separate one. They hold that there's some Tanoim hold like there's like 10 Mitzvahs B'nai Noach or something. Yeah. Okay, what can you do? Now...
To be a guy.
So, yeah. Schwartz is on the guy, right? Well, I think we told that joke. That if you hold that Goyisha Shavas Chayiv Misa doesn't only apply on Shabbos, it applies any day of the week. So Schwartz is on the guy, right? The Protestant work ethic is real. Goyim are mechayiv to work all the time, no? Jews are allowed to take vacations. Schwartz is on the guy. Okay, fine. So the Taisus and Bava Metzia in this sugya, the Gemara says that maybe Amir Onoch is only on Shabbos, which is an Isra Skila, but Chasima, which is an Isra Lav, there's no Amir Onochri. So Taisus comments like this: Afagav Meseches Moed Katan Amrina De Bishvius V'Chol Shemoed is an Isra Amir Onochri. Taisus asks Akasha, what he told me that Amir Onochri is only on Shabbos, but the Gemara Moed Katan says that on Shavuos and on Chol HaMoed there's an Isser of Amir Onochri. And Frech Tois Akash, Amir Onochri is Dirabbanon over there, even though it's not an Isser Skila. That's why it's coming up. So Tois answers, no, that's because Shabbos and Yontif is all the same thing. It's a Gezeirat Shabbos and Yontif. That's the Tois. But on this Tois, on Chol HaMoed maybe
is Dirabbanon.
Chol HaMoed for sure is considered like Shabbos. Right, that's Pashut. And Shavuos also, Tois is saying, is also considered like Shabbos. So far, so good. You'll forgive me if I take off my jacket? Okay.
Just this time.
The Maharshal changes the Girsa in Tois. Right? Look, there's like one word. It's written on the side of the Gemara. I just typed it in the parentheses. Girsas Maharshal, not b'Shavuos, but b'Shabbos. The Maharshal has a one-word emendation. He asks Akasha, right, that you can't tell me that Amir al-Nahri is Dirabbanon on Shavuos. Zok the Maharshal changed the Girsa on Taisus. It means Amir al-Nahri is Dirabbanon on Shabbos. Why is he changing the Girsa? Because the Maharshal holds Amir al-Nahri on Shavuos is Taka and Isra
Da'iraisa. It's
a mitzvah on the karka. Right? And this Maharshal is a collector's item. It's a beautiful Maharshal. Maharshal is changing the Girsa and the Taisus and Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi. And according to this Girsa of the Maharshal, really what emerges Amir al-Nahri on Shemitah is the Oraisa. Some point out that the Pashtus in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that Amir al-Nahri is the Oraisa on Shavuos. The Gemara tells us a story, but Avodah Zarah Tesvav. Rav Huna sells a cow to a guy. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to do it? Right? There's an Isser that the guy might end up doing malacha of the cow, stuff like that. So he says, no, Emar l'shkita zavna, I assume he's just going to shecht it. How do you know that you say that? Zak the Gemara, there's a Mishnah. Beishamai says, you shouldn't sell parach or reshet b'shvius. Beishol says, it's mutter because you can shecht it. So, right? In other words, I'm allowed to sell a cow during Shemitah, parachai rashes, because I don't assume that they'll do an aveira with that cow, emer l'shchita zavna. Right? So the Gemara says, midami, hasam ein adam mitzuvah shvises behemtoi b'shviyas, hacha adam mitzuvah shvises behemtoi b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, oh, you can't compare shvises behemtoi and shviyas to Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Torah says, there's an issur shvises behemtoi, there's no dinner shvises behemtoi and shviyas. So Abaye says, 1 second, is that the issue? V'cholech adam mitzuvah is aser? Sada. Adam mitzuvah shvisha sadeu b'shviyas. And Beis Shammai says, don't sell a stain near b'shviyas. And Beis Shammai is matir. In other words, on shviyas, during Shemitah, there's a din of shvisa sadehu. Everybody holds that my field has to rest. And Beis Shammai still says I'm allowed to sell a field to the guy. Why am I allowed to do that? I'm only allowed to do that because of Amar, Zakhligmar, because I could assume that maybe the guy is going to leave the field fallow. Right? When not every time that you buy a field, do you work with it. Now, when you take this Gemara apart, you see something interesting. The Gemara is comparing Shvisas Behemto on Shabbos to Shvisas Sadehu B'Shvias. Right? That's the way the Gemara puts them together. What does that mean? That means L'cha'ora, that just like on Shabbos, my animal can't have work done with it, right? So also on Shvias, my field can't have work done with it. And there's going to be an Issa de Oraisa maybe if a guy works my field during Shemitah.
The guy owns the field? Is there a difference to Amir Lenachri versus if the guy actually owns the field? It's not Amir. If a guy owns a field,
so you get the impression that if the guy would own the field, it might not be a problem. But if it's my field and the guy's working on it, right? Just like if it's my animal and the guy's working with it, it would be a problem. Perhaps.
If you hold it on the
karka, full extent, yeah. You could say, even if it's the guy's field. And then, you see, and then you would have a problem with what we call the heter mechira of Shemitah. Right? One of the problems, and Rav Kook in the Kuntres Acher on the Shabbat Haaretz, Rav Kook wrote at length on this problem. He says, maybe if it's a din on the karka, you just undermine the entire heter mechira. Now, one could say, though, and I think you were getting at this a little bit, that maybe it's a din on the karka, but only it's a din on the karka, kozman, it's yours. But if I sell it and it's not my karka, there's no din. Perhaps that's the pshat, but that would require a little bit of gymnastics. Okay. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah.
If we're trying to compare Amir of Akum by Shemitah to Shabbos, certain cases on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell them they're a seaport.
Right. So there might be some heterim if it's like a hefsid meruba or stuff like that. There are many kulos of Amir al-Nachri, and maybe they'd apply. Enochanami. I mean, that's only possible.
Does the Maharshal have an alternate text, or it's just a Svara?
Maharshal. Okay, so the Pashtus is that the Maharshal amended text just based on his logic.
The academic Judaism.
Well, it's not academic in the current sense of the word academic. The current term academic would mean that I amend text based on other manuscripts. I don't think there's any evidence that Maharshal was using manuscripts.
Right. So just it must be this. So
I think so, yeah. But this idea that the land is usher to do work on Shvius. Your time is getting a little bit later. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says that if a Jew has a field and another Jew plants it during Shvius, I end up violating the Isser. That's the last line of this Tosfos. It's my field and you plant it, I, the owner, violate an Isser. That would sound like it's a din on the karka. But on the karka, as it's related to the bailam, which is what Akiva was suggesting, right? I, the owner of the field, violate an isser when you plant my field. But you get an impression that for even for Tosfos, if a goy would plant my field during Shemitah, I would not violate an aveira. apparently I have some obligation with respect to Jews, not with respect to Goyim. Okay. Tosfos Rabbi Ochanan in Avodah Zarah sounds like even if a Goy, I didn't print it out for you, but even if a Goy would work on my field during Shvius, I would violate the Isser. Tosfos Rid sounds like the Isser is on the Karka. And therefore Tosfos Rid says, I cannot give my field to a Goy, I can't rent my field to a Goy during Shemitah, because the Isser is on the Karka entirely. Now, Rav Kook, in the Shabbat Haaretz, can't entertain the idea that the din is really on the Karka, because if it's on the Karka, in the extreme sense, you have no heter mechira. So Rav Kook uses like a reductio ad absurdum argument. He says, one second, if the din is really on the Karka, so that would mean that lechora all of Eretz Yisrael is the same Karka. So that would mean that if one Jew somewhere near Tveria, right, decides not to be religious one day, and he goes out and he plows his field during Shemitah, so all the Yidden are in violation.
Yana v'yan.
What?
Yana v'yan.
Yeah. Now, right, the fact is the Torah says that we go to Galus because of Shemitah. Oz tirtzar tshab so seha. But it's still hard to hear, right? It's hard to hear that because there's one Jew somewhere who's violating Shemitah that we're all in violation. It could be, but it's really not so likely. Now, what Rav Kook does is as follows. He works very hard on this question, and he proceeds here. Turn to the second page for a minute. The Rambam tells us, when he begins a set of halachas, he gives us the koteret, which is like the heading. So the heading to Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, he writes that there are 22 mitzvahs, 9 of them mitzvahs esay, 13 are mitzvahs los esay, and these are the mitzvahs. Mitzvah 1, Shetishbos ha'aretz bashvi'is mim lachta, on the ground. Then the Rambam in Aleph of Shvius writes, Mitzvah Aseh Lishbos Me Avodas Haaretz. That sounds like I should rest, right? Shinema Shasar Shabbos Hashem, and Bechosh Chazet Tishbos, Bechol Ha'osem Olacha, Me Avodas Haaretz Ha'ilanos, Bishon Azu, Bito Mitzvah Aseh, Vavarlos Aseh, Shinema Sadcha Lo Tizra, Kamacha Lo Tizmar. Right? In other words, the Rambam in the Halachos sounds like the mitzvah is on the Gavra, not on the land. Now, this is a stira in the Rambam, which probably shouldn't happen. So, Rav Kook gives an answer, which, amazingly, he was mechaven to Rav Soloveitchik, or Rav Soloveitchik is mechaven to Rav Kook, however you want to say it, but it's like Shnei Nevi and Misnabnim B'Signon Echad. They both have the same idea. And that idea is as follows. That idea is that there's a difference between what the Rav called the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. When the Rambam writes that koteret, when the Rambam gives us the heading of a set of halachos, so the heading of the set of halachos, the Rambam always tells us, is what is the Kiyum? How's the mitzvah really fulfilled? But the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Rambam tells me that's in the halacha itself. In the heading, he speaks about what the mitzvah is about. But in the halachos, he speaks about what actions are involved in that mitzvah. Let me give you a few examples. Hilchos Tshuva in the Hakdama. The Rambam writes, there's one mitzvah. Hu she yashuv hachotei mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. The mitzvah is to do tshuva, no? Hu, the mitzvah is she yashuv hachotei, to do tshuva. In Hilchos Tshuva in the halachos, the Rambam writes, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah, if you violate them, when you do tshuva, you have a chiyuv lehisvados. It sounds like the chiyuv is on vidui, not on tshuva. And everybody and their uncle, this is like a shir that everyone gives like, and that says you make tshuva, they're bothered by the steer in the Rambam. Is the mitzvah tshuva, or is the mitzvah vidui? Right, what's the mitzvah? I'll tell you the answer, says Rav Soloveitchik. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is tshuva. The Maisa HaMitzvah is vidui. Usually, right, the mice and the kiyum are connected. Right, I pick up a lulav, in the same time I do the mice, I get the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But there are certain mitzvahs that the mice ha-mitzvah and the kiyum ha-mitzvah are separated from each other. I think there used to be a song years ago called Yeshiva Shereg, Yeshiva Shesprach. So one of the stanzas in that song was that the mice is over here and the kiyum's over there. Right? Remember that? Huh? Okay, it goes back to high school. Yeshiva Shereg, Yeshiva Shesprach. Right? So the mice is over here, the kiyum's over there. That's the idea of tshuva. The mice ha-mitzvah tshuva is vidui. The kiyum is to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Davening. The Rambam writes that the Maisa HaMitzvah is to say words. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Avodah Shebelev. Right? Technically, I have to say the words, I daven. But really, it's a Kiyum Shebelev. Similarly, Avelos. No? There are certain Maisa HaMitzvahs that you have to do in Avelos, Rachmana Letzlan. No? But the Kiyum is the emotion, what you feel. So by Shvi is also, it's the same thing. The Rambam is telling me that the Maisa HaMitzvah is on the Gavra. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is, right, on the ground. Kiyum HaMitzvah is on the land itself. And this is what Rav Kook has as well in Shabbat HaAretz. Rav Kook doesn't use the words Maisa HaMitzvah versus Kiyum. He uses Bahalacha Shem Nogeya LaMaaseh Ein Tziyur Miyuchad Alzeh Masha Aretz Shoveses. That's Lishbot. Avo B'Tziyur HaMitzvah B'Minya HaMitzvah Shelefnei HaHalachos Tziyur Tziyur Alpi HaEmes Shetishbot HaAretz Mimlachta. In other words, Rav Kook's language is that the difference between the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Tziyur HaMitzvah. I think by Tziyur he means like the real form of the mitzvah, the form that it takes. So that is fine.
But now, by engaging in hetem mechira, you sort of like stopping that option. You're sort of like preventing.
So enochanami. So by engaging in hetem mechira, I'm preventing a complete kiyum. But what I'm doing that for a real reason. Remember, Rav Kook was a fan of hetem mechira, kind of, sort of, a little bit. He felt hetem mechira is a terribly b'di'evid situation. Right, and if we don't have to do it, we shouldn't do it, because the ideal is to fulfill the mitzvah properly, but we can't. We'll lose the country. Right? So really, yeah, we are not fulfilling the mitzvah. Now, there's 1.5 million nafkaminas based on what we're saying, whether the mitzvah's on the ground or the mitzvah's on the gavra. What Rav Kook is really arguing is that no one is saying that the mitzvah's really on the ground. Because if the mitzvah really be on the ground, everyone would be in violation. If the mitzvah really be on the ground, it's inconceivable. That's Rav Kook's argument. But the Minchas Chinuch is a big believer that the mitzvah actually might be on the ground. The Minchas Chinuch writes at the beginning of Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis that with one respect, Shemitah is more chomer than Shabbos and Yontiv, because in Shabbos and Yontiv, there's an iser if I do malacha, but ayde akum, it's a din drabanan, right? But by Shemitah, even ayde akum, it's going to be an iser d'oraisa. Even though I'm not violating the lav myself of lo tizran, lo tizmar, but I'm violating the asay of, right, Shabbos ha'oretz. So the Minchas Chinuch is really assuming that it's on the ground. Then the Minchas Chinuch writes, based on this idea that the mitzvah is on the ground, that's why you can explain how come women are mitzuvos in Shvisas, on Shemitah. Right? L'cha'ora, there's a mitzvah saseh of Shemitah, no? Some assume the mitzvah saseh in Shemitah is a real mitzvah that you have to be mafgiret. Nowhere in rabbinic literature do you see that this is a mitzvah only for men. And when you think about it, it should really be a mitzvah that's only for men, because the mitzvah saseh has man grama. Shemitah is only once every 7 years, according to my calculations.
There's a lot involved with it.
So there are a lot involved with it also. And then there's the whole discussion, the Tyson Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet, and elsewhere. There's a beautiful statement on that Tyson about Maka, Veda, Shua Hakein. But only when I know that the lav is there to reinforce that assay do I say that idea, like by Tztaka, for example, right? So there the lav enforces that assay. But generally, it's not so pasha to say that. Perhaps we could have gone that direction. But the Minchas Chinuch thinks that we have another mahalach. Zot the Minchas Chinuch, you know why women are obligated in Shemitah? Because it's a din on the karka. If it's on the cheftza, it's on the ground, so women are obligated in shvisas ha'aretz. Then there is another discussion, in a different minchas chinuch, in mitzvah shin chavav. The minchas chinuch over there discusses that maybe klita during shvius is a din d'oraisa. You know, the mishnayis in shvius speak about tosefa shvius, which the Gemara says they got rid of. It was halachah l'moshe Sinai, and they got rid of Tosefa Shviyas. However, one could argue that if you plant something so close to Shemitah that begins to grow during Shemitah, so you're in violation of the Issur D'Oraisa of making the ground work during Shemitah. If it's a din on the ground, if the ground is doing its work on Shemitah, you're going to be in violation. If that's the case, based on this, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva, right? Someone asked him that maybe during Shemitah we could be mekal on planting and the like, ayude grama. Maybe you should, right? Grama, you know, like the tzomet people. They have like all these phones that you could use on Shabbos for doctors and stuff. My niece just got engaged. So when we were in the house of her chosin for the lechayim, her cousin's father's a doctor, so my kids are looking at this phone, they go, this doesn't look like a normal phone, this looks like so weird. I'm like, yeah, that's a gramophone, right? You know, there is such a thing called a gramophone. Can you, not a gramophone, a gramophone, right? Can you be makel on planting and the like on Shemitah with grama? Zaktiv Tzvi Pesach Frank, well, you have to concern yourself with the fact that maybe it's a din on the ground. If it's a din on the ground, maybe there's going to be some sort of iser. Now, until now, we've been arguing that shvius is either on the gavra or it's on the ground. Or it's a maisa that the gavra does, but the kiyum is on the aretz. The Toras Haaretz was Rav Moshe Kliris. He was the Rav in Tveria. And that first door after, actually it was before the state even, these are people like running a new Shulchan Aruch. That's why Shviyas is so beautiful. They're like trying to figure out the dinim. So the Rav in Tveria, Moshe Kliris, in the Toras Aretz, he has a brilliant chap. He says maybe there's a difference between certain of the malachas. You see, Parshas Bahar begins, V'haysa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem. It's a din on the ground. And one could argue that in Parshas Bahar, when the Torah says Sodcha lo tizra, kamacha lo tizmar, it's telling me how is there a kiyum on the ground? But the kiyum is on the ground. It's Shabbat Haaretz, right? However, in Parshas Kisisa, the Torah writes Bechoresh ubakotzir tishbos. Tishbos is on the gavra. Zotu Moshe Kliris that maybe Charisha, the malacha plowing during Shviyas, and again, it's questionable whether Charisha b'Shviyas is really a full-fledged malacha, right? The Gemara at the beginning of Bo'i Katan only speaks about that Ketzira, Betzira, Zeriya, and Zemira, but Charisha, right, the Rabbi Nutam, the other Rishonim, Perak Beis Mishnah Hei, right, they discuss whether Charisha is really Doraisa or not, but let's assume Charisha is a Doraisa. So one could argue that Charisha is on the Gavra, and the others are on the Cheftza. That would be interesting. That would be interesting because in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, when they're discussing Shvisa Sadehu B'Shvius, which sounds like it's on the Cheftza, right, in that Gemara in Tesvav, the Gemara is speaking about Charisha. According to Moshe Kliris, that whole Gemara doesn't really work out because he's assuming that Charisha is on the Gavra, and the others are on the Cheftza. Moreover, it doesn't work out according to Moshe Kliris, because the Lashon of the Rambam, the meaning of Hilcha Shemitah V'Yovel, by Aleph Aleph, he quotes both the Pasuk of Veshavsa Ha'aretz and the Pasuk Bechor Shabakotzer Tishbos. In other words, you get an impression from the Rambam that these are all the same. So we have to go back to the Mahalach that I think is the standard Mahalach, which is that the Yesod of Shviyas is really a din on the Gavra. I should not work. But the kiyum is a kiyum on the land, and as such, amir al-nachri on Shavuos is going to be an issur d'rabbanan, like Tosis says in Bava Metzia, not like the Marshal's Girsa, and all the other nafkaminos will fall away. So these are just some of the points. These are just some of the points that we can make in terms of the dinim of Shavuos on the Gavra or on the Adam or on the Adama. I think Rav Moshe Sternbach writes in one of his tshuvas that there is an iser to live in an apartment building with chilonim during Shavuos, because you're going to end up violating the iser when they plant and plow the ground.
It was a co-op or a condo.
A co-op or a condo. If you live in a co-op or a condo,
yeah.
Because you own the chilak of what they're doing, which again is like some of what we discussed, but according to what we're saying, l'chayra not.
A kibbutz
type of situation would be a real problem, right? If you assume that it's really on the land, and it's not on the land in the broader Rav Kook sort of way, right? It's on the land in the sense of whoever owns it. So these are some of the ha'aris. Again, we should have a good Shabbos. And in Yitz Hashem, we should be able to mekayim Shemitah properly. Not like now, when unfortunately we're not. Shkoyach.